Mr. Price. Ms. Carr?
Present.
Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickard? Mr. Sharp? Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Thank you. Does any member of council have any changes he or she would like to make to the agenda? Mr. Glickard?
Appointments to hold off till the next meeting, please. Number 2 and number 5.
Thank you very much. Is there any other change? Are there any other changes? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Glickard seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for tonight. I was not here, unfortunately, at the last meeting. I know I have signed a proclamation that declares September 30th as Small Business Saturday. That may have been introduced at the last meeting. I do hope everyone will remember that this coming Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we encourage you to shop small and local as you begin your holiday shopping season. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the November 12th City Council regular session? Mr. Glickard moves. Is there a second? Do we have a second? Mr. Crow seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to appointments. Mr. Crow, you have an appointment.
I'd like to nominate Deborah Morley to the Youth Commission.
Is there a second? Mr. Glickard seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Item number 2 has been removed from the agenda. On behalf of Mr. Kraft, I would like to note that Mr. Kraft would like to nominate Margaret D. Kemper to appointment to the Seniors Commission. Is there a second? Mr. Glickard seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to nominate Audrey Jones for appointment to the Arts and Letters Commission. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Item number 5 has been removed from the agenda. Is Dylan Allen here to be sworn in? Dylan, if you would like to come up to the podium. Rodney Dylan Allen has been appointed to the Youth Commission.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I and your name.
I, Rodney Dylan Allen.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications?
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
And I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the state of Missouri.
And the state of Missouri.
Charter and ordinances of University City.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
That I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties.
Of the office I'm about to assume.
Of the office that I'm about to assume.
With impartiality and justice.
With impartiality and justice.
That's it. You're official.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Evelyn Hollowell did come in and has been sworn into the Senior Commission in the City Clerk's office. Diane Davenport and William Thomas were also sworn into the Senior Commission in the City Clerk's Office, and Karen St. Clair was sworn into the Youth Commission in the City Clerk's Office. We now move on to the citizen participation section of our agenda. Ms. Pum, do we have any requests to speak? We have no requests to speak on non-agenda items, so we will now move on. We have no public hearings tonight. We have no consent agenda. We now move on to the City Manager's Report. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor and members of Council, under the City Manager's Report, there is one item. It's the approval of the collection service contract. Staff recommend contracting with Valet Collection Services, LLC, for refuse debt collection, and Account Resolution Corporation for collection of the ambulance transport debt.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Ms. Carr, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to the Council Reports and Business section. Everyone should have the latest list of appointments and reappointments to all our various boards and commissions. I will note that Mr. Kraft has appointments to Green Practices, Plan, Traffic, Urban Forestry. Mr. Glickert has an appointment to CALIP. Mr. Price has an appointment to Plan and Urban Forestry. Mr. Sharp has an appointment to Plan, CALIP, Parks, and Urban Forestry. And I now have two appointments to the IDA. And I will say again, I'm looking for appointees who are willing to serve on the Industrial Development Authority, which is a commission that meets quite rarely. It hasn't met for at least 12 years. So if you know of anyone who wants an appointment and has an interest in that, I'd appreciate hearing from them. We now move on to unfinished business. Ms. Pum, we have Bill number 9214. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees by adding a position classification as shown in Schedule A from and after its passage and repealing ordinance number 6915.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees by adding a position classification as shown in Schedule A from and after its passage and repealing ordinance number 6915.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Price is not here. Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. We have Resolution 2013-18, Fiscal Year 2013 to 2014, Budget Amendment Number 1. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. I do have one request to speak. I would like to ask Ms. Elsie Glickert to come up, and then Council can continue discussion if we so choose. Ms. Glickert.
Elsie Glickert, 6712 Edsel. My comment refers to the sales tax, University City sales tax for economic development. And I do want to establish, first of all, that this is University City money. No question about that. And I also want to say that at some point in past Council minutes, Councilman Kraft made the statement that no further University City money would be spent on the loop trolley. This is University City money. And there are two items in the sales tax budget. One is a $32,000 item for lights, also tied to the loop trolley, and the other is a study, traffic study. And that's $15,000, and that is tied to the loop trolley. I am opposed to this expenditure. There's a $12,000 item for brochures for the loop. Again, so much money is spent on this three-block territory. Olive Street Road is 3 miles. We're still waiting for improvements to Olive Street Road. why can't that $12,000 budget for brochures for the Loop be taken out of the Loop business district, not out of sales tax? So I'm opposed to that expenditure. Councilman Crowe, at one point when the discussion came up for expenditures for the Chamber of Commerce, wanted to know if any money had ever been spent from economic development sales tax on another institution. And yes, a substantial amount of money has gone into the Loop Trolley, like $300,000 out of economic development for a feasibility study, or was it $200,000? $200,000 out of economic development and $50,000 out of our regular budget for $250,000 for a feasibility study, which still has never been brought forward. So, yes, money has been spent. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Ms. Carr?
I have a couple of divergent items. The first is, first of all, I have to say thank you very much for the information that accompanied this one. It's much clearer. I understand what we're being asked for. So I appreciate both Mr. Walker and his staff's effort at that. That being said, I have a question. In the last go-around, we had under economic development, we had a request for some additional funds for parking lot number 4. And I know that the preliminary funds of $318,000 were approved in FY13, I believe. And this was an additional amount for pervious pavers and landscape. And yet I see this has been removed. So, Mr. Walker, am I mistaken, or has this been removed from the request of budget adjustment number 1?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Carr, I'm going to ask Mr. Gandhi to address that.
The answer is yes. The reason why it was removed from this budget amendment request is that we're going to defer any kind of activity on parking lot number 4 until the springtime when the weather looks a little bit more favorable. Also, we're waiting to hear back from some of the Loop Special Business District owners as to some parking lot reconfiguration and engineering plans that they wanted to submit for consideration.
When was the last time we heard from them?
I believe either last week or 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Thank you. And then the other has to do with the amount of money, again, from the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Fund, and that is for the Chamber of Commerce. So I have a couple of questions. Have we developed any benchmarks, because it's easy to see when uCity and Bloom puts up some planters, it's clear what we get. It's less clear when we're talking about development. So have we developed some benchmarks? And then I have one more question with regard to that. Because we are giving city money, and this is an organization, will this organization be endorsing during the next election? I understand that individuals can, and that's a freedom of speech. I have a reservation, however, for an organization coming forward and endorsing candidates. So just putting it out there.
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Carr. In answer to your first question is no, we have not yet worked with the Chamber of Commerce to develop any benchmarks, but that is something that I will instruct staff to do, number one. And number two, clearly, if they're accepting city money, any endorsement would be totally inappropriate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Mr. Glickard?
In line with that, one question for the city manager, and that is in the marketing area for the Chamber of Commerce, they're going to work on a database, a website, and my question is, who's going to be the gatekeeper of that website on an ongoing basis?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Glickert, I think that question is probably most appropriately directed to the Chamber of Commerce. I wouldn't see any direct city involvement in that.
Okay, I can take that up with the Chamber, or there is a Chamber member here. Maybe she can address that. Madam Mayor, is that possible?
Yes, Ms. Byrne, if you would like to come up and answer that question, please. Please identify yourself and give your name and address.
Ellen Byrne, 7001 Washington Avenue. What we have talked about is that the Chamber will be responsible for maintaining the data and keeping it up to date. In terms of being a gatekeeper, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but I think that the real issue is that the city and the Chamber will work together in terms of the overall development and working out some of those kinds of details.
Let me be more specific. The gatekeeper is essentially what you just said, and that is there's going to be a lot of maintenance,
yes,
and a lot of updates. You're getting a lot of new activity in this community. I call that the gatekeeper. And do you have somebody designated, Ms. Byrne, to do
that
those
is,
kind of things? Because that seems to me a pretty big responsibility.
Right, and let's hope that's a big job, and we keep that changing. So, yes, my understanding is that when we talked with city staff, that is what the Chamber will be doing. So that is one reason why we're going to a full-time position, because it can be quite time-consuming, and it's got to be accurate, and, you know, every time you turn around, things change. So, yes.
Thank you. Any other questions? Ms. Carr? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of Resolution 2013-18, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill Number 9215. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 10, Vehicles and Traffic, to revise various traffic regulations as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill 9216. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Sharp. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, providing for pedestrian improvements on Jackson Avenue and Boylston Avenue.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill Number 9217. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Glickert. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance adopting and enacting a new code of ordinance of the City of University City, establishing the same, provided for the repeal of certain ordinances not included therein, except as herein expressly provided, providing for the manner of amending such code of ordinances, providing for penalty for the violation thereof, and providing when this ordinance shall become effective.
Thank you very much. We now move on to the citizen participation. Ms. Pum, are there any more requests to speak? Hearing none, we now move on to council comments. Does any member of council have a comment he or she would like to make? Mr. Glickert.
I guess in piggybacking off the bill that was just introduced, 9217, I believe this is the new book, City Clerk, Ms. Pum. All right. And we're just going to have one available in your office at all time, and where does council weigh in on the new book?
Okay, council was offered this book a month or so ago. Some took it home, and some chose just to look at it online. Those that took it home, the updates will be given to them to update their book regularly, and I have one in my office, and they're distributed amongst the City Hall staff.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you very much. This evening we heard that that at some point we may be getting an Accord Arch moved north several feet, so not where it used to stand. But I haven't seen any signage. When I do go into the Accord Walkway and the Accord Plaza, I see signs for Centennial Greenway, which is very nice. It is a part of Centennial Greenway. But first and foremost, it is our Accord Park. And so I want to know where we are with regard to putting up even temporary signage, but it's important that we continue to identify our parks clearly and that we honor Mayor Accord.
Mr. Walker?
Madam Mayor, I will discuss that with the Public Works and Parks Director tomorrow and advise Council as to where we are with respect to status of putting up signage.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Sharp?
I just want to say that I had an opportunity to go to Washington, Seattle, Washington, along with the mayor. We brought back many things. I've given to Mr. Walker many things that I brought back, hoping that there will be some value to the city. I'm sure they will be. And also, I brought some things back for council people, and I intended to give them to you today. You will get them either. I will bring them by your house or give them to you at the next council meeting. But the trip was very beneficial. There are a number of things that I was able to derive from that session, and I'm hoping that the things that I've given to Mr. Walker and those things that Mr. Wilson has already received will be beneficial to them also. Thank you.
Any other members? Ms. Carr?
I would just like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope that those that are not joining you this Thursday will be with you in your hearts. We'll call, and you'll call them. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I would just like to remind people again that Saturday is Small Business Saturday. Please think of doing some of your holiday shopping at small businesses here in UCity and around the region. I would like to also remind everyone that December 3rd is now part date chosen by a national movement to encourage people to donate to local nonprofit organizations in need of financial help. And I, too, would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And with that, I would like to adjourn this meeting at 6:53 p.m. Thank you all for coming.